I'm Ryan LaCroix in the KOSU Oklahoma City studios. Every week we talk music news and new music releases with Matt Carney, the pop music columnist for the Oklahoman's entertainment magazine, Look at OKC. Hey, Matt.
Howdy, Ryan.
Well, first up is an album from a Seattle hip-hop collective that NPR Music says has no hits or singles, just raw, graceful tunes.
In mainstream hip-hop these days, it's not uncommon to hear images of luxury and royalty evoked in simile or rhyme. So to name your second LP the French term for sacrilege against royalty, it seems you might be going against the grain. I'm talking about the new Shabazz Palace's album, Les Majesty, which is about as distinct from modern hip-hop as it possibly gets. Shabazz Palace's central figure is Ishmael Butler, who took jazz rap into new territory with the trio Diggable Planets in the early 90s. Here on Les Majesty, he's still using jazz time signatures too, as opposed to the genre standard 4-4, but the instrumentation's galaxies away from Diggable Planet's blend of live-recorded drums and samples. And like Les Majesty's sounds, its lyrics will play around with your head too, even if Butler says on one song, "I'm not messing with your mind, I don't have that kind of time."
That's Shabazz Palace's with Forerunner Foray off their second album, Les Majesty, out July 28th on Sub Pop Records. Next, a Tampa, Florida trio that's remade themselves as a pop band.
It's been fun to watch merchandise grow up these last couple of years. I bought a copy of their first record, Children of Desire, at a ramshackle 2012 show at Theopolis in Norman, where lead singer Carson Cox channeled an especially maudlin version of Morrissey over a drum machine for 45 minutes. They've got a new song out called Enemy, and Cox sounds as mopey and compelling as ever, but the band's sound's grown fuller, gotten cleaner and less predictable around him. If the song Time off Children of Desire was recorded in a dank basement, then Enemy was cut in a state-of-the-art studio, with Cox's groaning, over-sentimental vocals bolstered by strong backing harmonies and additional guitar parts that avoid blurring the mix. Both songs are strong ballads, and merchandise definitely has what it takes to make sad sound cool again.
That's the band Merchandise with their song Enemy off their album After the End, out August 25th via 4AD. Finally, alternative rock from Australia with some clever wordplay.
Smart Alex and Wisecrackers can make for great songwriters. Folks like John Darnielle of the Mountain Goats, rapper Aesop Rock, and Stephen Malkmus of Pavement all use their sharp wit and deadpan delivery to comic effect, winning over their listeners with humor. Australian singer-songwriter Courtney Barnett's got those same talents, which she employed to write a self-deprecating little love song called Pickles from the Jar. It's a simple couple of chords rock tune structured to exhibit her quirky songwriting, as well as a couple of guest appearances by Hugh Grant and Christopher Walken, in a manner of speaking.
You like mornings, I like nights.
Matt Carney is the pop music columnist for Look at OKC, and he joins us weekly in the KOSU studios. The current cover of Look at OKC features Steve Lackmire's story on development in downtown Oklahoma City. As always, you can follow Matt on Twitter at OKMattCarney. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.